Hello, and welcome to Food Segment on WGXC, where I investigate food places and tell you all about my discoveries.
WGXC. You know that is? A radio station? WGXC at Acapulco?
One ice cold night in December.
Hello. How are you doing?
Good.
My dining companion and I took Route 23 over the Massachusetts border to High's Fried at 264 Hillsdale Road in South Egremont. Just past Catamount Mountain's well-lit ski slopes, my eyes focused on the words, ice cold beer, painted on a white wall in red ice bag lettering. Dinner, dancing, cocktails, it reads on a sign above the door. Inside, retro red booths, red tables, red lighting.
There's a lot of people wearing flannel here.
And people in red flannels filled the dining room.
Maybe they went skiing earlier.
Which looked like a bar in Williamsburg. With a cabin as its background. We scanned their bright red menu.
I'm gonna get my ginger beer seltzer lime juice.
Which is comprised mainly of fried chicken.
So the burger is delicious.
You can order it in a bucket.
Oh yeah, I'm recording myself ordering.
By the piece.
I make like a little segment for my local radio station.
We're on a sandwich with pickles.
Okay.
Is that okay with you?
Of course.
Okay, cool. Yeah, it's for WGXC.
In addition, there are a few vegetable sides. Plus a waffle and a biscuit.
A ginger beer based mocktail that would be like half ginger beer, but then the other half seltzer, and then like lime juice, a lot of lime juice. Okay, cool.
Two of those?
Yeah.
Two of those going. Right.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
We ordered the 6-piece chicken box.
Okay, so we're doing 6-piece slaw, cauliflower. That's it?
Yeah.
The cauliflower and the slaw.
And then the slaw and the cauliflower.
6-piece slaw and cauliflower.
Yay. Wow. Thank you. Oh my god, thank you so much.
Wow, it looks really good.
The chicken came in a white box with a large biscuit on the side.
A fat biscuit and some shiny crispy looking wings.
And was covered in a sweet and spicy chili honey.
Chicken in a box.
The chicken was juicy and hot.
It's like a box of fried chicken, but it has glaze on it.
Sweet with the honey sauce, which dripped from a drumstick onto my pants.
It dripped on my pants.
But not spicy.
It's not very spicy, and it's not very salty. But it's very juicy. Looks like there's two drumsticks, a wing, and maybe a piece of a breast.
We asked for hot sauce, and they had a variety to choose from.
I love Crystal.
The coleslaw,
mustardy,
thin strands of cabbage and carrot was overwhelmingly mustardy, and we left it undisturbed.
Tangy and sweet.
While the roasted cauliflower served warm.
What do you think's in it?
Mint.
Had a curry-like quality.
The cauliflower is like curried.
Tossed in spices with mint, cilantro, and red onion.
Salt, fat, acid, heat. Sorry, I spit on your sweater.
Like, everything's just a little sweet.
Flaky, warm, and light.
Buttery.
The biscuit had the savory flavor of baking soda and shortening.
That's indicative of biscuits.
And served as an optimal way to soak up excess chili honey at the bottom of our chicken box.
I just took a huge bite of the breast and it was so hot in my mouth. It like burned my mouth a little bit.
Can you play some more hot sauce?
We left before the DJ went on.
They have DJ dancing here.
Oh, a little Steely Dan.
I'm ready for bed.
Hey, Jack, didn't you see Bob Marley in New York in like the early 80s?
I saw Bob twice in my life.
A few days later, we got takeout.
Yeah, can I get like extra all kinds of sauce? Sorry, it's not my order.
At Afghan Kebab Express.
Right. Can we get one sabzi?
Sure. Yeah, no problem.
At 305 Central Avenue in Albany.
Chicken gyro over rice. One chicken kebab.
The restaurant was busy on a Friday night.
I mean, it comes with it. Yeah. If you don't want the rice, we can do over salad, over fries. It's really up to you.
Maybe just do it with rice. Well,
no problem.
With families in their curtainless dining room.
I actually don't know what I'm getting. What are you going to get?
And customers at their takeout counter.
What's the difference between the gyro and the kebab?
Waiting for orders beneath the glow of their canary yellow menu display.
You talk about the number 12, and what kind of kebab are you looking for?
In its yellow boxes, there are images of each menu item.
We got the chicken gyro wrap, it would basically be like a shawarma.
And its price.
We got chicken over rice, number 11.
An exhibit of specialties.
And chicken kebab would be a grilled kebab.
Like lamb shank.
I'll do the kebab.
And chicken over rice.
Is that a lot of chicken? Should I get two kebab over rice, or would that be like too much chicken?
We ordered chicken kebabs.
I've had customers say it's not enough. Some customers say it's too much.
Chicken over rice.
And then a mixed gyro over rice.
Sure.
Sabzi, a stew of greens and herbs.
It's an Iranian herb stew.
Sounds good.
And badanjan.
They also wanted a bandanjan.
Badanjan?
Eggplant cooked in spices to go.
What is that?
It would basically be an eggplant with like Afghan style curry on top of there. You know?
Oh, that sounds good. I like a lot of hot sauce and sauce.
Yeah,
can we just pay you in advance for as much?
Yeah, that's really how it goes, yeah. So it was one order of sabzi, chicken over rice, chicken kebab. Yours was a chicken kebab with an extra skewer of chicken.
Yes.
You got a mixed over rice and a badanjan.
But for the kebab, does that get sauce on top?
No, those go on the side.
Okay.
Because we ate in the home of a sleeping baby, none of our meal was recorded.
Well, I really like hot sauce, and the green sauce looks really good. Like, a couple extra white sauce and, like, maybe one or two more than you would give a normal person.
But the following are my notes.
I mean, we've had customers that ordered, like, 10 white sauces.
My chicken kebab.
And there's only one kind of hot sauce.
Large square pieces of marinated chicken.
Then I'll take 4.
Was succulent.
And then is that just ketchup that's in the refrigerator?
Yeah.
Tangy and lightly spiced.
After that, just follow the instruction. You guys should be all set, okay?
Served over fluffy rice that had an almost pasta-like consistency. Doused with their fiery hot sauce.
This is the hot sauce or the green?
And garlicky white sauce.
Be in those containers, yeah.
And tender from marinating. It was memorable chicken. I don't usually order eggplant, but their badanjan was velvety, sweet and sour, and served as another useful condiment on my chicken kebab, as did the earthy and sharp sabzi. We left before the baby woke up. Thank you for listening to this edition of Food Segment on WGXC.
You know, by any chance, how much sauce you like on the side?
As much as you'll give me.